This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Here at Day to Day, we've launched a series on education and some of the more controversial issues. Homework was a big one, and another big one, whether a big-name school is important when it comes to getting a job. Well, today we'll take a look at the college admissions tests, the SAT and the ACT, and whether they should be scrapped. First, we wanted to hear from high school students and their parents. On Tuesday, Palisades Charter High School, that's near Los Angeles, held a college fair, and producer Ki Min Sung went to the fair to find out how students and parents are preparing for a big part of their college admissions process, the SAT.
I took a lot of SAT prep courses. Also, I took different classes at my church, too, prep classes. And then also, I had a private SAT coach.
How did you get ready for those tests?
Well, I basically used, like, Cram Books. The Princeton Review is a good one. Like, just basic, go to the library, find Cram Books on SATs and PSATs, go over them 5,000 times, and, like, study as hard as I can, I guess.
I plan to study my buns off, and I plan to get like a tutor to help me with SAT-like questions.
And you look at your mom because?
Because
she's going to pay for it.
She's going to pay for it.
Yeah, my daughter went through, you know, this whole process. She's a sophomore at the University of Colorado Boulder, and we did go through the test prep with Princeton Review and found it incredibly helpful. The whole process is so mind-boggling, you know, and the competition is fierce, so.
Just as far as the test prep is concerned, how much did you pay for your daughter?
I think it was around $3,000.
No matter what, like wearing the same jean every day to pay the tutoring.
So you'd wear the same jeans all the time,
yeah,
to pay for your daughter's
yeah,
tutoring?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really important for me so she can get good grades and try to go to a good university.
The voices of parents Susanna Marroquin and Carol Palladino, also in their high school students, Michael Palladino, Hennessy Marroquin, and Summer Wheaton. Some of their applications, well, they may come across the desk of Philip Ballinger. He's director of admissions at the University of Washington in Seattle, and he was part of a group of some of the country's most influential college admissions officials that issued a study critical of those tests that the students are cramming for right now. He joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Now, I understand many schools have already made these tests optional for aspiring students, and that is one of the recommendations from the study, that colleges and universities consider doing that, making the tests optional. What about at your university? Do you do that?
No, we don't now. The recommendation of the commission was that universities need to do their own research and to be able to understand clearly the benefit, if any, of using the tests for admissions and other purposes. And if there really wasn't or isn't any benefit, and when I talk about benefit, I'm talking about benefit to students ultimately, then we ask them to consider dropping the use of the test. For most universities, for many universities, and I think this is particularly true for large universities, the test actually is helpful, but only if it's used in broad context. You know, test scores can be used well in what's called a comprehensive review of a student, but not in some kind of mathematical formula.
Isn't there an argument, though, that admissions officers, such as yourself, they need some kind of objective criterion? And the SAT provides a good one because students all over the country have to take the same test, and it's a good way to say, well, student A is better than student B, and I'd rather have that student.
Well, yes on the first part and no on the second, I guess. They do offer a way to contextualize grade point averages from different high schools. The tests are good tests. They do what they're meant to do. So we didn't have any argument about the purpose of the tests. Our main issue was, are the tests being misused and is there too much emphasis on the tests?
How do you direct the people in your office to take that into account?
Well, we're not one of the universities that places huge stress on the tests. We find them helpful, but they're nowhere near as helpful as understanding fully the courses a student has taken, the grades a student has achieved in those courses, what opportunities a student had at their particular high school and what advantage they took of those opportunities, what kind of background the student comes from in terms of college going. Are they a first-generation student? Do they come from a low-income family? All these things have to be thrown into the mix in a selective college process.
This report that you were a part of and this commission has some advice for college admissions officers in terms of valuing the SAT and the ACT tests. What about for parents and students? What advice would you give them?
One of the points of advice I would make, it's not in the report, but I think it kind of heads down this path, is it gives high school counselors, college counselors, permission, so to speak, to hopefully start allaying some of the anxiety around the test. So, for example, the College Board itself will tell you that there is little added benefit to taking the SAT more than twice. And yet you have students, because of this sense of anxiety and urgency, taking the test 3, 4, 5, or more times. Honestly, for most students out there, there would have to be a pretty serious reason to take a test like that more than twice. And the other question we invite students and parents and counselors to reflect upon together is, you know, what is test prep? What is the value? I know what the perceived value is, but if we tell you as experts that, geez, you know, we are looking at the data, and for the vast majority of students, there's really very little benefit in test prep. Now, when I say test prep, I'm not talking about students, as what that one student said, studying their buns off, or I'm not talking about students, you know, who are picking up a manual. I'm talking about the test prep that requires hours and hours and lots of money. And in this context of, oh, if you don't do this, you won't do well, you won't get into a good college. I hope that we give more permission for people to have serious conversations about that and to let some of the steam out of this whole thing.
Philip Bellinger is the admissions director at the University of Washington, and we've been talking about this new study out from the National Association for College Admission Counseling. And that study, you can get a link to it at our website, npr.org. And Philip Bellinger, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure. Take care.
You know, Alex, I'm so glad the SATs are well behind us. I just remember how frustrating. Do you remember that section, the analogies part? They don't have it anymore. But
analogies are to SATs as headaches are to getting through the day.
That's right. And, you know, I kind of like the analogies, actually, because it's kind of fun to play with them. And I'm gonna give you one.
Okay.
Mortgage-backed securities are to banking as the Chicago Cubs are to
baseball. I get that one.
Okay. All right, listeners, if you want to play, you can go to our website, our blog, actually, npr.org/daydreaming. And we have an analogy for you to finish.
And it is?
Maverick is to change as, well, you can complete the rest of that analogy on our blog, or if you don't like that one, come up with one of your own. Go to npr.org/daydreaming. That's our blog. Weigh in with your favorite analogy. NPR's Day to Day continues.